is Vera Whitlow from the Didsbury Ag Society, one of the directors and the arena director at the rodeo. And we're going to go rolling with the rodeo this weekend.
Vera joins us on Community Hotline today as we get set for the 2026 edition of the Didsbury Fair and Rodeo Weekend. Vera, why are you excited about this year's edition?
Well, we've done quite a few improvements to the ground, and we should have a fun rodeo. We built a new patio on our beer gardens, done that, fixed the arena up quite a bit, and we got a full slate of things for adults, kids, everything to do. So Friday we start at 6 o'clock with the FCA rodeo. There'll be food trucks on site, kids entertainment, and the beer gardens will be open. Then on Saturday we start in town with the Didsbury Elks pancake breakfast from 8 to 10, and then the parade at 11, and then we'll move out to the rodeo grounds at 1, and we have all major events in the FCA, plus the ladies bronc riding this year. We have 8 ladies coming in the bronc riding. We have mutton busting, wild pony race, kids balloon race. We'll have the kids zone there again, the food trucks, the beer gardens, and we have a special thing at intermission this year. We're doing a tribute to a couple of our longtime members that gave us so much that passed away, Laura Krebs and Faye Haberly. And then we'll wrap up the night at the beer garden, so it should be a fun day for everybody.
Yeah, that's excellent. And you always have some things on the Sunday too, don't you?
Yes, we do. On Sunday we have the tractor pull, we call it Clifford Scott Tractor Pull, and also at the grounds. And then we have a fun gymkhana on the 23rd, too. So it's a full weekend and a lot of fun for everybody.
You bet. If people are going to come down, do they need to bring anything with them to the grounds?
Nope. Just bring themselves. And if they want to bring their lawn chairs, we got a hill there. They can sit on their lawn chairs, or we have lots of bleachers. But just come and have a good time. And it's reasonable. It's $20 per person. 12 and under is free. And, we should have a good weekend, and the weather sounds good.
Yeah, that's always a key as well. If people want to find out more information or see the full schedule of events before they come down, where can they go, Vera?
They can go to the Didsbury Ag Society website, didsburyagsociety.org, or phone 335-4494.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much for joining us on Community Hotline today, Vera, and we look forward to a wonderful weekend there in Didsbury.
Okay, and thank you for your support. We appreciate it very much, Galen.